Welcome back to the Chad Easy Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. Online at KFYO.com. With the Radio Pup app, you can listen to the show wherever you travel. Absolutely free to download. First voice you hear from when you dial in, very talented Ariel Walden on the other side. Phone lines open to you at 770-5790. Toll free, 1-800-687-0790. And we are less than 3 weeks away now. Political season will never end. Politically, it just doesn't end. 3 weeks away from the runoff election. Yeah, you've got an election on Saturday, and then you've got statewide runoff elections coming up here in just a little bit less now than 3 weeks. And joining me to discuss his campaign, you've started hearing commercials again for all the statewide candidates. All the statewide candidates gearing up to get back in the public eye a little bit more. And joining me right now, the one of the Republican candidates running for railroad commissioner is Wayne Christian. Wayne, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Chad, it's an honor to be here, and I tell you, at this time of the game, you've covered so many miles in the state of Texas that you just realize how big the state is. But I just want to thank all the good folks in your area that gave me a majority vote in the primary and just ask them to turn back out for the runoff.
Well, how is this going? Because this is, and again, I've seen so many editorials complain about this. I haven't really seen a lot of candidates really complain about how close all these elections are. And you know, at some point, you know, people, not like me, I don't get fatigued, but I'm sure there are some people out there who get election fatigue. Are you seeing that when you're out on the campaign trail?
Well, not really. I think since Ted Cruz, I think, has proven that money can't buy elections anymore if the people turn out and vote. And that happened. And because of that, I think the conservative, Reagan Republicans, the Tea Party folks, those of us that just are concerned of what Washington is doing to Texas, are just building the fence around Texas politically and saying no more here. And Ted Cruz has been a warrior that stood up there. I'm quite honored because my opponent is starting to send out these negative mailings and negative things. I've got pictures of me standing beside Barack Obama. I've got me with a sheep and wolf's clothing and all this kind of stuff going out. And it's quite entertaining. Let me tell you one thing. You're talking about polls and how things are going. My opponent openly advertised, and this is openly, that he did a poll. And we got the recording of the poll, and the poll asked two questions. Number one, would you vote for Wayne Christian or my opponent? The second question is, if you knew that Wayne Christian was a sorry, low-down, good-for-nothing, goes through all this stuff, and our guy was this super good guy, who would you vote for? Well, that's called a push poll. You look it up on Wikipedia, and it says that's part of negative campaigning. But what's funny is even a push poll, when he advertised, he says, we're gaining on Christian, and we're within 10 points, according to our poll. He couldn't even win a push poll. So that's a good indication for me.
Well, and your opponent has not really, I mean, you've been everywhere. You've been on TV, you've been on radio, you've been in front of the media, really. Your opponent really hasn't been, but he continues to say that he's gaining on you. Where is his major base of support from what you've seen?
Well, and he won Harris County by 5%, which is not extremely. There have been 17 straw polls thus far. I've won every one of them. He's won zero. So right now, I really don't see his base of support. He didn't come in the regular election, like you mentioned, to over five times that I saw him during the entire 7 months from the time I announced until the primary election. Now he's got his sleeve rolled up, his tie off, and he's out shaking hands, showing up at events, because all of a sudden he saw, hey, goodness, you know, this isn't working. And so he's trying, and that's the way it works. He's trying to gain ground, nothing about it. But what's sad is to see people use negative campaigning. And that happens because when you have somebody ahead of you and you can't raise your own numbers up, you have to beat the leader down. And that's what's happening to me. So if any of your listeners have any questions of some terrible things they're going to get in the mail probably, please give my office a call, because I wouldn't vote for that guy they're talking about.
Visiting with Wayne Christian. Wayne, let me ask you about this. This is a story that came out in the Dallas Morning News, I guess last month, that came out in the Dallas Morning News headline, accusations traded in the Texas Railroad Commissioner primary runoff. Your campaign has raised, and others have raised, some concerns about Ryan Sitton and some maybe conflicts of interest that he may have in this race. Is that correct?
That is very correct. In fact, the chairman of the Energy Committee in the Texas House said his being elected would be like a buzzsaw to the sunset process and the relationship between the Railroad Commission and the legislator at a time when oil and gas is so tremendously important. The reason for that is his company, named Pinnacle, he's a successful businessman. That's why he has the money to do the advertising. And he's a good, I'm not knocking him personally, but he has the implementation of like MITs and other inspections of different things. He does that for pipeline companies and for oil and gas companies. Well, if I'm the guy that's regulating what kind of test you got to make, and I'm the guy also that's selling the testing, that's a conflict of interest. And he went through 6 months saying, no, there's no conflict, to all kinds of media. And yet when Chairman Keffer came out saying that conflict of interest would destroy the relationship, he immediately says, I'm going to put it in a blind trust. Wow, he saw the Lord immediately. The trouble is, a blind trust is nothing but a blindfold that he's sitting there knowing he's making money for his company, and when he gets ready, he takes the blinders off, and wow, my company made money doing these things I was telling everybody to do.
Do we still know the list of clients that he has?
He won't release them. We have identified 14 of his clients from past speech that he gave up in some place, and of the 14 clients he has, and literally has hundreds of clients, I commend him, great business, but of the 14, using just 7, we have found that in the last 10 years, he would have a client before him 25% of the time before the Railroad Commission. That means either we're going to have a part-time commissioner that has to recuse himself one-fourth of the time, or he's going to be sitting there making decisions that are going to either benefit or harm his own pocketbook.
Well, let me ask you this, just looking overall at this, how would it influence his job as railroad commissioner versus how you would do a job as railroad commissioner? How would that influence, impact the actual position?
Well, of course, I wish, Chad, that I had tons of oil money and oil land, but quite frankly, the Christians didn't leave me large estates of oil and gas, so I have no direct oil and gas interest of any kind. And so I don't consider that. Also, the job of the Railroad Commission, I think many people don't understand what it is, number one, but many people are using his campaign thing that I'm a professional oil and gas engineer, so I'll know the business. Well, I have for 14 years done the job of the Railroad Commission more closely. They regulate and pass policies for the oil and gas industry. So I have 14 years of experience, oversight of the Railroad Commission on energy-regulated industry, which is what we do. We make sure we, number one, protect the public, and number two, make sure the free market competitive interest doesn't get government interference and can create as many jobs as possible. Unlike him, who has not had any experience in that. And by the way, his Republican credentials, though I'm somewhat flustered at the Republican Party this day and time, is he has voted only 2 times in his entire life in a Republican primary, and those were the 2 that he was a candidate.
Oh, well, that's anyway, I mean, at least he voted for himself, I guess.
That's right. At least he got interested when it seemed to maybe be beneficial to himself.
We're visiting with Wayne Christian, and Wayne, tell folks as we wrap up today's segment with you, and again, I appreciate you coming on today. Just some of those some of those things that you want to get across to the people to get them interested again in statewide, because I think a lot of people take a little bit of time off, pulled back a little bit. You know, maybe they're tired of all the mudslinging in the lieutenant governor's race, and so they're kind of pulled back. Why people need to get involved and start paying attention to what's happening in your race?
Because the Obama administration, the federal government, the last vestige of free market capitalism is our state of Texas. We have more jobs in this state for our children, grandchildren, and our adults from oil and gas than any other industry. It brings in $24 billion biennium, $178 billion per year to jobs, growth, our economy. It's what's making Texas different. And Mr. Obama is trying to take that away from us. And one direct way to do it is to turn Texas green. And he's doing everything through the Endangered Species Act to shut off thousands of acres because of a prairie chicken or a lizard or a toad frog. And he's also trying to stop fracking, stop drilling. And we're under attack. And if the Railroad Commission is the main line that we need to stand against this attack on Texas. And let me invite people. Tonight I'll be out at the McDougal Conference Room. Charles Perry is hosting a meet and greet tonight from 7 o'clock to 9 at the McDougal Conference Room there in Lubbock. So we'd love to have folks drop by 7 to 9, and Charles Perry has been kind enough to endorse me and invite me out.
Wayne, I have one more question for you, and this came across this morning. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but out in Denton, Texas, the city council there's looking at banning fracking. It would be, I believe, the first city in the state to ban the practice of fracking. What is your comment on that, if you have one?
It's insane. You're talking thousands of jobs. Fracking itself, there is no scientific evidence that has ever caused any problem with groundwater, that it's ever caused any problem with earthquakes. There has been no scientific evidence that fracking is the problem. There may be some other things, and the Railroad Commission has hired a seismologist to investigate saltwater disposal, some other things that might be a problem. But you don't call that answer or cure or put a Band-Aid on something until you identify there's a sore there. There's not a sore, and we don't need to stop $24 billion a year economy for our children and $178 billion in jobs just because one city council decides for some reason that something that is non-scientifically proven, have listened to a bunch of tree-hugging Sierra Club-loving folks and let them rule the country. We're Texas. We fight back.
Is there anything, if you were on the Railroad Commission right now, is there anything the Railroad Commission could do, or is that a local deal and that's it? That's up to the city of Denton if they want to lose jobs.
Well, listen, that's the reason I believe I'm very much qualified and needed right now in the Railroad Commission, because I have 14 years of relationships in the Texas legislature. And frankly, the legislature is the place in Texas that needs to set, again, the rules of who is able to permit oil and gas. And the legislature is who I want to work with to get a law passed to strengthen the Railroads Commission of issuing permits. Understand, if every town, every school district, every county, every water district, every entity was able to do their own permitting process, we could shut down oil and gas forever in the state of Texas. And my friend, again, we become California.
Right. Wayne Christian, Christian for Texas. Four is actually spelt out, Christian for Texas. For more information, and of course, we'll have Wayne on the program again as the runoff continues here in the state of Texas. Wayne, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate you so much.
Have a good one.
You too.
That's Wayne Christian. He's running for Railroad Commissioner in the runoff.